now. Thank you very much. Need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you, always on the run. Slow it down, baby, gotta have some fun. Always in the middle.
Welcome to Chin Chin, the podcast where we being me, Lucy Thompson,
me, Lauren Baird,
and me, Hannah Hudson,
try to navigate the world around us, discussing everything from the best way to have a potato to if there really is more than one way to skin a cat. So kick back, open a beer, and join us as we discuss the smaller and bigger things
in life.
Aye. We just had a lovely sing-along.
We did.
It'll get on the recording, but we were inspired by our good friend Colleen Nolan, who Lauren revealed to us has thankfully, mercifully gone back on tour. So, Colleen, this one's for you, babe.
That's what everyone was waiting for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Colleen Nolan tour.
But, I mean, she was in Sunderland, and I think it's mainly going to be places like quite trampy places like that.
like where we do our theatre shows,
yeah.
So if you're a tramp and want to go and see Colleen Nolan, look her up.
Sunderland is trampy though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've been up that end, for that end of the world, for gigs, and I tell you what,
they're up for it.
They are appreciative. As an audience, they are so appreciative. I remember I went to I did a gig. I don't know if you've ever done one there. I was at Stockton on Tees.
Oh, I'm sure I've gigged in Stockton on Tees, but probably a while ago.
Which is like this massive purpose-built concert venue.
Right.
Or like an arts venue. I remember I got there and I thought, fucking hell, what a shithole.
Were you scared?
So I'll sum it up for you. So my friend Jade, who you both know, she went to Durham University.
Mm-hmm.
But the campus, she did psychology, and the campus for sort of obviously psychology and stuff is in Stockton on Tees.
Yeah.
When her dad dropped her off there, she cried.
Was it
because it was
bad?
So nice?
Because it was just so gorgeous. No, it's such a shithole. It's so trampy.
Can I just do a shout out to Emily, our patron, who's from that neck of the woods?
Trigger
warning.
Emily!
Trigger warning, thank you.
Emily!
You're not trampy.
But no, I was about to say, they're really nice.
Yeah. Lovely people.
Lovely people, what a shithole. So no, the gig was fantastic. They were so up for it afterwards. Like they were laughing at anything, to be honest.
They were pissed.
This is like a proper, like, you're going out, you're gonna have a great time, really friendly.
Well, that's what you
really
want from a
welcoming
group.
In it.
Audience, that's the word.
Group. But yeah. And I'm sure you found the same love.
Do you know what? It's been a bit too long, I think, but I've always loved gigging in the northeast.
Reesh.
Reesh.
Oh no, I can't do the accent.
Have you ever been to Middlesbrough?
It's been great, please.
I'm just quizzing you on where you've been in the North East. Been Middlesbrough. Been Sunderland. Because they're rough.
Yeah.
But I
stayed at a wonderful hotel in Durham once.
Durham.
I think it was Durham.
Durham.
I'll ignore that. We could. The Angel of the North was just over there. We could just about see it from where we were. And we were driving up to Edinburgh and it was an overnight stop. Oh, so we thought, we'll stop here. And it was like almost like a themed hotel. It was quite castle-like.
What was the theme?
The castle.
Castle. Wow.
Yeah. There was like shining armour everywhere, but very dark. Pictures of Roy Castle everywhere. And I'll never forget the food. It was ginormous.
Oh, divine.
Not nice, but ginormous.
We often think about that.
Why?
What was
the food was just so massive and brilliant.
Just like huge chips
massive
or something.
Brilliant.
Yeah, like turkeys on sticks. So,
was it
like a banquet?
Was it like a Tudor banquet?
Yeah, it was just Henry VIII himself was there.
Or like the scene in Hook where they bangarang, where they get all the food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all blue and green and stuff, but still.
Yeah.
It's always what I've dreamt of since I was a child. Yeah. I want to be at that banquet.
Well, you want to get yourself up to Durham. I'll give you the link.
Well, let's get yourself up to the Roy Castle Hotel
and have a feast.
I mean, we were, as Sarah's partner Andy likes to call it, we were at the Far East this weekend. We were down Great Yarmouth.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, lovely.
Thetford first. We were Thetford wives.
Another nice place. shithole as well, isn't it? Yeah. Or am I thinking of Retford?
That is a shithole. Both of them.
Do you know what?
Nottinghamshire, right?
Yes, yeah, I've got a story about Retford.
We gigged in Retford.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. It was
that comedy gig.
Wow. We're calling it a gig?
Yeah, no.
Was it bad?
Oh!
But you tell yours first, my darling.
Well, I stayed in a hotel in Retford that was so bad that when I complained, he gave me too much money back. He gave me all of the money I'd paid and an extra 20 quid.
Oh, wow. Where is this hotel?
Oh, it's a shithole.
Worth it, though.
It was. Yeah. It smelt 20 quid. It smelt of excrement when we walked in.
Why and were you staying
for those
in
who are not sure, that means shit. We walked in, smelt like shit. There was potpourri. There was potpourri everywhere trying to hide it, but it was all dusty. And
also, isn't like, you know when someone tries to perfume shit, it's just it makes it even worse.
It's just shit and perfume, just, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can still smell the shit and another smell.
Yeah. Anyway, I went through to the bathroom, which was fully carpeted.
Oh, my house.
In like a deep shag in pink.
Oh,
and there was what looked like water from somebody else who'd got out of the shower. So I put a white towel down on top of that. And when I got out of the shower and trod on it, the water seeped up and it was like a yellowy green.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know what that was.
It's not often you feel filthy when you get out of a shower.
You shouldn't.
No, you mustn't.
You mustn't feel dirty when you get out of the shower.
Just put your shoes straight on.
Oh, God. Yeah, straight into some brogues out the shower. It was putrid.
Into some like steel-toe cap boots.
Yeah, and a hazmat suit. It was so bad. And I was livid with the man. I really, really went at him. And he was like, have all your money back and here's 20 quid. I was like, thank you. I'll stay there
did
again.
Did you have the breakfast?
Nothing. I don't put anything in my mouth.
Was it one of those where you're like really worried to put your head on the pillow?
Yeah. Like the mattress is sort of like you roll into the middle.
Oh, yeah. Lish.
You know.
Love that.
So don't
stay
there.
What were you doing in Retford, by the way?
Yeah, why were you staying over? Oh, it's only about an hour and 15 away, isn't it?
I think I was at a wedding. I'm going back nigh on 14 years.
Oh, a radio.
So, yeah. Don't stay there.
And it's so Nottingham as well, isn't it?
Yeah. The accent and all of that.
Oh, yeah. It's a lovely accent, that is. North Nottinghamshire. Really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Lilting kind of brogue that they've got.
Yeah, it's sort of like Leicester,
is
but
that
trampier.
Imagine.
Horrible.
It's quite abrasive.
Yeah.
As an accent.
We're continuing to be mean about all of our listeners, basically. Everyone's slagging everyone off.
Yeah. They went to Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
First boyfriend was from Mansfield.
Oh, he was? Well, tells me all I need to know.
Well, exactly. And he went back, thank God.
Oh, thank God for that.
Mad Rachel was from there.
Went back to the Field of Men's.
Ooh. Trampion it.
Horrible.
I did a gig there. That's the awful. Diamond. I'd actually been on a date with a girl from Mansfield that day, and she was going back to Mansfield, and she didn't give me a lift. Which I found really weird.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me
about
that.
But then she phoned the Diamond to see if I'd made it there or not.
Oh, quite caring.
Yeah.
Has she already blocked your number or something?
Yeah. My phone had died. She blocked me straight away, but she phoned the venue
to make sure
the Mansfield Diamond to see if I was there. And she was a nice person. Oh, she was dumb. I said to her, I was firing questions. I was a sober date as well because I had to go to the gig.
Oh, they're the worst.
So we went for a walk. And I was just sort of wittering on. I said, right. I said, so qualifications and anything like that is no sort of barrier. What would be like your dream job? Oh, probably like catering. Right, you do that now.
We're like dinner lady.
Oh. Probably. I was like, probably like
jacket potato lady.
Like, you do that now.
Oh, she achieved her dream.
Good for her.
Good for her. Wherever you are, God bless you.
Her name was Caroline.
Oh, Caroline the caterer.
Caroline.
And then I remember she hit the phone. And she's obviously phoned to see if I was there. And I said, oh, thanks for phoning. That was really nice of her. And she went, well, don't call me sweet Caroline for nothing. They don't call you that, full stop.
Was she like 55?
Very much in the body of a 55-year-old, yes. We weirdly didn't see each other again.
Oh. So,
what could have been, hey?
I could have lived in Mansfield now.
Ooh.
You could be part of her catering company.
Indeed. I think she works in Greg's.
I think you. Oh, right. Okay.
Catering.
Sausage Rose.
Sausage Rose. Mm.
So, yeah, we used to do a Chicago rock down Mansfield as the Tina Turner Trib.
Oh,
I just
okay.
always remember it being one of the worst places in the world. And then I decided to... Well, I mean, he was in Leicester because we went to uni together. That's how we
Shacked
met.
It.
But he was originally from Mansfield.
Did he have that lovely brogue?
Do you know what? Actually, he didn't, but his parents did. Or his...
He had it beaten out of him.
His parents slightly did. And then his brother and his brother's girlfriend, oh,
full on.
Oh, she were rough. She, I was eating some soup or something one time when I was around there.
What
and
flame?
I think like
any bread with that.
Very important things out of the way.
Thank you.
I think I blew on the spoon or something and she went, is it wham?
Is it wham?
It wham.
And I,
is it?
I
George Mike?
Looked at her, real, oh, is it?
Wham.
And, is
she
it
went, and she went, oh, sorry, is it warm? And put a really silly vote.
Oh, sorry, is it warm? Princess Margaret.
Did they think you were really posh?
Yeah. Mm.
Because you said warm. Because you pronounced the R in warm.
Because I said warm.
Toffee nose bitch, Lauren.
Oh, Simon's bringing a stick-up girlfriend who says warm. Oh. Or not code. Is it too code for y'all?
Code and wham.
Is it code and wham?
Oh, Simon's bringing Lady Di with her. What with him again?
That's what they called you.
Yeah.
Lady Da.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage. Me, the soup and the spoon.
Have you watched The Crown, all
yeah.
of it?
Some of it.
So me and Shannon on the last series and quite into it.
Yeah. Has she died yet?
Yeah.
Has she come back as a ghost yet?
Yeah.
Out of the fridge.
Right, a couple of things from that episode. Because she does come back as a ghost.
Yeah.
Talks
does she?
To, yeah.
Yeah.
Talks to... So when she's talking to Prince Charles, yeah. the actor is way too fit to play Prince Charles.
Oh my God, it's Dominic West. Oh,
he's so attractive.
The minute I saw Dominic West was playing Prince Charles, and he does a really good job.
Yourself.
Yeah, he's good.
But I was like, he's oh, I'm sorry, really but he's really fit. Mm. That is not Prince Charles.
And then so, she's just died, and he's on the plane back from Paris, and then he imagines her. And a conversation, they have like an imaginary conversation.
Oh, I adored you.
In which she like just continually compliments.
Yeah.
And like, Michelle was like, but he's imagining that.
Yeah.
Like you were well, so I, handsome. And
I loved you. I loved you so much. I adored
you. Cock, I adored you.
Oh, she's saying that to him. Yeah. But she's a ghost.
You were really good with it. And also, it just like, I know Lady Di was a nasty woman. She really was. But she must have dislocated her eye sockets doing them eyes all the time. Good God.
It was a natural pose. I think she just had a very heavy chin.
Doe eyes.
Yeah.
Constantly looking up.
From, yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of enjoying yeah. it.
It is good, isn't
Crown.
It?
Yeah. It's very watchable.
Yeah.
Who was your favourite queen?
Oh, who played them?
Claire
Foy.
Olivia.
Foy.
Or Imelda Staunton.
I think Shadora Olivia.
Yeah, I said that. Michelle Shadora was like, Olivia. Really? Mm. Really? But Michelle's suddenly from Leicester as well.
She's from Mansfield.
Yeah, Michelle's from Mansfield. She was like, really?
All right, we get it. You didn't have to do it, never.
Yeah, but long story short, she couldn't believe it.
What, who did she like?
Imelda Staunton.
Oh. Mm. No, I
see,
think
I,
she's...
I like Imelda as well.
She's grown on me.
See, I think I would have said Olivia, Claire, Imelda was the way it would go for me.
Claire Foy fit.
Very Claire Foy fit. Claire Foy fit.
But no, I've enjoyed it.
Oh, good for you.
Are you watching any nice television at the moment, Hannah? Are you catching up on maths?
Constantly. I feel like there's an addiction there.
Are you nearly there?
I'm just constantly thinking about it. I can't wait. Like, me and Siobhan are putting it on in the morning at breakfast, at the break time, and straight after dinner.
The break time. The universe.
Do you have a bell that rings, right?
Yeah.
Break time.
She only gets half an hour, and she's very strict about it. And I'm like, for God,
Michelle,
come on.
Siobhan's such a boffin.
I know, she is a boffin. And I'm like, please take at least 35 minutes. There's only 5 minutes left of this episode. Nope, gotta go.
Nope.
Oh,
and she goes back upstairs. I'm like, oh, God.
Live a little.
But I can't watch it without her.
Well, quite.
You know, we're married.
What's at first sight.
At first sight.
Would Siobhan ever finish a minute early?
Never.
Never. Would she ever start a minute late?
No. Absolutely not. Or if she did, like, for a reason that couldn't be helped, she would definitely do, like, an hour extra. She started a minute late.
Oh.
Honestly, she's so honest about it all. I'm like, God, they don't even know.
No.
You're
no.
at home.
No.
Just
they
relax.
Don't. No. Do you, j'adore Lucinda. Sorry, just very slightly.
No, you're all right.
Oh,
the
yes.
spiritual lady. I have a slight impression of her. Do you as well?
Yeah, go on.
See, we're all just on our journeys.
Yeah, that's we're going, it.
See, I'm wondering now, do I even want him? Do I even want Timothy?
That's perfect.
Because he eats a lot of sugar and he watches a lot of television.
Sounds all right.
I have to know if I'm going to hitch my wagon to Timothy.
My favourite quote. My favourite quote was when she went, thing is, works both ways. You've got boobs too.
Because you've got boobs too, Tim. Yeah. So think about that.
He was having a go at her for taking her top off because he don't fancy her.
And she was saying like, he's a slow burn. It's so fucking annoying. He won't admit it. Isn't it really annoying?
Does he just want to stay in the show?
I don't know.
I think he's got a lot of issues that he's not dealt with.
No.
They've barely touched skin.
Oh.
And when she rolled over, he said that she rolled over in bed and said, I've not got my top on. He went mad.
Yeah.
Mad that she got her boobs out.
But she was saying, but you're going to bed in your shorts.
So it's the same
thing.
So
she said, I usually sleep naked.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but come on.
So she said, I've been in full PJs for this entire time.
Full PJs?
So she's got a really deep voice. She's
she's lovely.
I love her. All
she's
the
got
things.
Dreads.
I bet she's Adam.
Yeah.
At some point. She's a very spiritual lady.
She's very spiritual. She's very, very stylish.
Oh, she is.
I'm going to Google what she looks like. What's her name? Lucinda.
Lucinda, absolutely.
She's my number two. My number one is the 52-year-old woman.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Attractiveness-wise.
Oh, yes.
That's one I fancy the most.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, and then
amazing
Lucinda.
Amazing cheekbones.
Oh, yeah. They're,
and I like the soft pink hair.
Oh, I do.
Mm.
I like the little glittery boots she wore on the wedding day. She looked fab.
Sarah called her Stevie Nicks, and I was like, yeah, she is a bit Stevie Nicks, isn't she?
She's lovely.
Yeah, I love her. Her and Dickie.
Dickie.
Oh, she's good looking, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's just really cool. Yeah.
She is. She's awesome. They all love her.
Yeah. Oh, okay, nice.
But he's not the one for her, is he?
No.
Has anyone had an affair yet?
Not yet, but I think it's on the cards.
I think it's on the cards. Mm. I've already seen some spoilers.
Mm.
But
do not reveal.
I shan't. But yeah, no, everyone's just the thing that's happened in this last week. I don't know. Again, I kept seeing this on Facebook, but Jack says, you better muzzle your woman.
Oh, that's the episode I'm about to watch.
Yeah. About a bride called Lauren, who's not his bride.
Right.
But
she's funny.
She's muzzle for me.
Your, that's nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really disliked her on her wedding day. And then I've loved her in the same way that Melinda.
Melinda, yeah.
I thought she was going to be a nightmare, but she stands up for all the other women,
yeah.
And she's really got everyone's backs, and I...
Nice.
Yeah, I really like her.
Speaking of men that say things...
This is going to be a long episode.
Siobhan and I went out for a date night Friday.
Ooh, where'd you go? What'd you have?
We just went local, and we said we're doing a bit of a crawl. So we started off with the black...
When you're in the union?
Yeah. Started off with the Black Horse, went on to the Union Inn. That's a shithole.
Oh, I knew it.
That is a
I'm
terrible...
I've always wanted to look at it.
Oh, it's bad. It's that
is it
smells
very
like poo.
90s?
Yeah.
And it's... That smells like poo. I don't know if you heard it just say that.
Really?
It did smell like shit. Only the lounge. Like, there's the...
Oh, it's fine then.
The bar. They've got, you walk into the bar, which is where there was like 100 men, all on their own. Really
did the
pissed.
Record scratch when you pair walked in? Yeah. Like a glass broke.
Yeah.
Because not only the added bonus of being a couple of women,
yeah.
Lezzers, and Siobhan's a woman of colour.
Yeah, so we fit
all
in
boxes.
Just
really,
right there.
Really and, fitted in.
And the bloke who was serving, who was the landlord.
Landlord.
I ordered my drinks and he was like, here you go, baby. Thanks, baby. Kept calling me baby.
So Lester.
Like which I liked. And anyway, Siobhan was like, let's go and sit in the lounge because it's a bit nicer. And it is nicer in there because
is that not where it
stinks of
shit?
Yeah, but it smells like shit.
It's not.
So you're damned if you do, and it smells like shit if you don't.
Did they have Carling on tap?
You betcha. Yeah, they did. So we're in there for a while, and it broke a memory for me that I'd completely forgot about this, but many moons ago, me and Emily and her partner Sarah...
As in Emily... Our patron,
yes, decided to try and start up a voice group, and we actually auditioned people in that room.
Ooh.
and got them to turn up. And it was so funny. And they were all just very, very different people. There was like an Asian girl that came in wearing a little hat that like wrapped. There was a very camp man with long hair and a big hat on.
The hat didn't wrap.
She did.
No. Really good trick.
There was a woman that came in with a little ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
And we just took them all on. Like, yeah, you'll do. Never saw them again.
Did it ever take off?
No, we weren't committed.
No.
And neither were they. It was just a little thing, but I'd forgot about it until that time. Anyway, then we went over to the Alestone, which is a little micro brewery. And we walked in and there was nowhere to sit. It's quite small, but there was, so we went over to the bar. There was a gentleman on his own who was like, hello, lady, you know, nice. So we started chatted to him. Boy, did he did not shut up.
Oh.
And he went straight in to like talking about religion and all this shit.
Buy me a drink first.
Yeah. Oh, he did in the end. I thought, yeah, good. You can buy me that.
Thank God. Champagne himself.
And well, he'd been talking.
Pint of £8.50 bottle from the fridge, please.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm sure you've experienced this with some men, but they don't let you get a word in. And he
have I experienced that?
No, that's never.
I mean,
that's not. That
doesn't.
It's a one-off.
It was blowing my mind that I kept trying to interject.
Were you just going?
And he kept going, hang on a minute, whoa, I've got a story about. I've got a story to tell you. Let me tell you this.
And we were like, slipped off.
And then just, I slipped off to the toilet and I texted Siobhan going, fucking bloke, get him to shut up. She was chatting to him and I came back and then another man said, excuse me, just overheard you talking about family trees there. And then he started talking. They split us off. And so I was stuck with family tree man.
No.
And then she was stuck with original man. This went on for about an hour and a quarter.
Oh, they talked to each other and then you talked to one.
And honestly, the one I was talking to, bear in mind this is date night, the one I was talking to, but not the one you're with, your wife.
Yeah.
The bloke I was talking to literally ran out of things to say, didn't ask me a thing, and then went, right, I'm off. And he fucked off. I was like, I've just given you 40 minutes of my time for nothing.
Right then.
Oh God. And I hated all the men at that point. I've only just calmed down.
Yeah.
Well, that's just brought it all back, actually.
Get to eat after?
Yeah, we went to Elston Spas.
Oh, sit in.
Yeah. And there was a couple in there. It continued. There was a couple in there. And we overheard the woman saying, actually, can we have our... We're feeling not very well. Can we have our food to go, please? And they were like, yeah. And then they walked out and the man, literally, he could barely walk. He was so pissed.
Oh, not feeling very well.
Yeah, he was so, so pissed. I was like... So they've gone out on a nice night. He's ruined it.
Why? He must have drank so much before they went out.
Yeah, he must have preloaded some.
Preloaded 9 pints.
But we had a lovely meal. You know, Ales and Spice, if anyone's in the area.
Is it BYOB?
It's BYOB.
And what did you get, please? Thank you.
I had Siobhan had a honey chili chicken.
Ooh!
Which was delicious. I had a Bengal spiced jalfrezi.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Chicken.
Beautiful big bits of chicken.
Ooh, yeah.
A lovely tarkadol side.
Oh, well done, girl. Fluffy naan.
Big, fluffy, hotter than hell naan. Oh, it was
hotter
than hell.
What kind of
naan? We had a pishwari.
I love a pishwari.
So do I, with a hot curry.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
When we went out for a kiri once, this is me, Beth's friend's Mitch, and I think it was my dad's 70th or something, we went. And we went for this curry. And a couple of things of note happened. So we ordered the food, and then the waiter read it back, and Mitch had ordered a cheese naan. And he was like, yeah, so you've got that, X, Y, Z. And then he was like, and then cheese naan or something. And my sister...
He's written it.
Yeah, you wrote the cheese naan or something. And then my sister... I got a bottle of wine, and he poured my sister's glass of wine to the very top of the glass, so she had to sip it. Why are you filling up like that?
That's not how you want a glass of wine.
I mean, it is, but let me do that myself.
Thank you.
So that'll lead me on to this week's food question.
Oh, great.
We're going for an Indian.
Yes.
You can have starter, main, two sundries.
Woo. I so very rarely get a starter when I go down an Indian.
No, I don't.
I always get one.
But this time, you can. this time, my darling, it's on me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I'm just struggling to think what there is.
Well, lamb chops. samosas,
tempuras,
chicken tikka draw,
purim puri,
Manchurian
onion
paneer,
bhajis,
chili paneer,
probably chili paneer, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah,
you're getting a prawn puri.
Not today.
Ooh!
So I visited a place called
India.
It's a little place I like to call India. India.
It's called something like the Little Deli in Wigston. Just a deli or something like that.
Oh, that, not just a corner shop.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I've got a Too Good To Go
have you
on there before. Yeah,
oh, you're
good.
Going to enjoy that.
They posted Spotted Wigston about 65 times a day.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting slugged off for it now.
They're getting pollocked for it.
Yeah. Everyone's been quite racist towards them, though. It's quite mean. And so I said to Siobhan, let's go and have a look, see what it's all about. And we got ourselves a couple of vegetable samosas.
I bet they're big as your head, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. And I've fallen back in love with them. So tonight, that's what I'm having.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Do you know when they are massive and then it's actually crispy. Like the, yeah, the pastry at the sides is actually quite thick.
Yeah. And it's a bit greasy.
It's a bit greasy. Yeah.
Yes, please. I love samosas. That's what I'm having with a bit of that green stuff on it. A bit of green.
Chili.
Yeah, the
chili sort of.
No, like the, it's like a writer, but it's just green.
It's very green.
Yeah, very.
Not your.
Who are you channeling there?
Kermit the Frog.
It's very green. Very green. It's very green.
I had a bubble in my throat. Not seen that bubble for a while.
I've seen that bubble for a while. It's very green.
I'd have some chopped onions with it and all, fresh chopped onions.
Oh yeah, a little bag of sweaty onions. Yeah. I quite like the little bag of sweaty onions.
Oh, right. I smell like that some days.
Lovely stuff. And today, I'm going to have a king prawn vindaloo.
Ooh! And two sundries, please.
I can't escape the tarka dal. I just love it too much.
Sure.
And a peshwari naan again.
No rice.
The sweetness. No, I'm all right without the rice.
Me too, don't like it.
The sweetness of that peshwari with that red hot vindaloo. Oh.
TDF.
It is beautiful. So that's my order,
nice
thank you.
Lauren?
Can I do like a little mini sort of platter so I get like a pakora, a samosa,
like a starter platter for one?
Yeah.
Like a starter platter for five or something. Yeah, you probably get...
She's at a world buffet, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You can have that.
Thanks very much.
Goulabs aplenty. That's what they call her.
Goulabs.
Goulabs for days.
Sounds painful, doesn't it? I'd put some pseudogram on that. On your goulabs.
On your goulabs. Okay.
Oh, my goulab's calling me right, Avic, today.
Oh, sorry, I'm just picturing very swollen labia.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Swollen labia.
Sounds like a pint from a microbrewery. I love a pint of swollen labia.
Oh, I've got swollen labia right.
Oh, can I try the swollen labia?
Oh, there is a hairy helmet at the Ailstone, actually.
And a pint?
Yeah.
There's one or two.
I bet there is. It was at the bar.
Talking.
Yeah.
Jabbering nonstop about family tree.
See them.
Fuck. Fuck off then.
Bye, hairy helmet.
What you having for your main, Mars?
I think I'm going to go with saag paneer.
Yeah, nice. That's potato and spinach, right?
Paneer.
Oh, yeah.
And spinach.
Fucking
potato, isn't it? No. Paneer.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll have the saag potato later.
Okay.
Sundries, I want a mushroom pilau.
Oh yeah, mushrooms, nice.
And I'm going to go garlic naan.
Yeah, nice.
Garlic butter naan.
Mm. Garlic naan or smut.
Garlic naan or smut.
Do you ever have, what's the one we're meeting? Keema naan.
Yes, I do like
that's
that.
That's a meal on its own though.
It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah, you can't really have
And
that.
You can get keema ras.
Meat rice.
Yeah, meat rice.
Mm. Yeah, meat ras.
Yeah.
Hannah, meat rice.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Nice
me.
Meat rice you.
I'm going to I'm going to join in.
She's
this
joining
time.
In this one.
I'm going to have some lamb chops to start.
She's Minted. Going lamb chops.
Sparse
chops.
Sparse chops to start. What's the curry that's like a lentil base?
A dansak.
Dansak. Oh. Yeah, I'm having a lamb dansak.
Ooh. Very nice.
Lamb ball sack.
Lamb ball sack. sundry, I don't like rice, so I'm going to swap my sundry out for like a, to make like a tarkadal.
Lovely. Well,
share a bit of mine.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Or
yeah.
a sagaloo.
Oh, sagaloo. Sagaloo!
Sagaloo! And then naan.
Mm. You don't forget about the chapatis or the paratha.
Oh, I like a paratha.
Mm. Or a dosa.
Mm. Oh.
Ah.
Just a little bit.
Oh,
I'm going peshwari. It was a toss up between peshwari and garlic.
Excellent. Mm. What are you having on this? What are you having to drink with that?
Joe, you know, I could even. I was
a pint of.
Might even swap my starter for a dose though.
Oh,
I fucking love
they're
them.
Nice. They're so long though.
But yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, they're
long, lady.
Oh, they're long. Long.
But yeah, a pint of Cobra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seven
pints of Cobra, please.
I remember during lockdown, which was the anniversary of this week, I think, well, last week.
Yeah, it was. 23rd of March, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
It was the start of it all.
Good times.
All downhill since then.
And I'd run out of booze. But the things were open up, but like the Indians were open for like takeaway, you couldn't sit in and stuff like that. And I'd run out of booze and I wasn't quite ready to call it a night. But the shop, the one stop was closed. So I ran into the, and I said, can I get a takeaway, but beer? And I got four bottles of Cobra, it was about £48.
The desperation.
But worth every penny. Yeah.
Was that when you were still down OB?
Yeah. I can't quite remember what really happened. Did all the shops close apart from food shops?
Yeah, and even then, like, it was...
You had to queue for a pint of milk and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember queuing outside this Tesco's here.
Bigger.
And, yeah, and all the way along and all the way back and round.
Yeah.
It took ages just to get in and then you had to go in one direction, didn't you?
Yeah. With Harry Styles.
Well, it wasn't even there.
I liked it.
Good times.
I liked it.
Oh, God. What? Oh, I hated it.
Yeah,
I think
same.
There was like a period when I drank, because I was up on my own, and I drank every night for about 6 weeks. Oh, it was fucking brilliant.
Fucking hell.
Because you were at work, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but I wasn't doing any. No, but I certainly weren't doing any, Loz.
Yeah, I think... I'm always quite jealous of the people that were just furloughed the whole time.
Yeah, same.
And they're like...
Did you get furloughed?
No.
I know you carried on, didn't
Digital.
You?
Digital.
Yeah.
Like, digital, innit?
Everything went... So all of the... In fact, we were even busier... Because all of the events went digital.
Wrong.
So they had open days booked in and all that sort of stuff. And then they had to create an entirely new space on the website to...
You had COVID the first week of lockdown and all.
I did.
I remember.
I thought I was... I did, you know, first day of lockdown, did couch to 5K because I'm a basic bitch. And
all
I came
on
back
one
from,
day?
Yeah. Sarah Millican
well
just
14 runs.
Have a banana. Got a piece of fruit to make yourself feel better.
It's not
get the
feel
sugar.
I'll have a Mars bar.
I love a Mars bar.
Thank
she
you.
She probably would have said that, but they made her say the banana.
Yeah.
I came back from the run, and I put that in quotation marks because it was mostly walking, wasn't it? Yeah. And I thought, God, my legs feel really achy, like really achy. Like, God, I wasn't to think I was that on fish.
I'll just go make some banana bread, see how that makes me feel.
Got into bed that night, and I was like, yeah, I feel like fucking shit. Woke up in the morning and was like, ooh dear. And then
head
within,
pounds in.
Yeah, all of it. Couldn't,
pre-jab.
Oh, well, gotcha. It was the first week of lockdown.
Definitely pre-jab.
Very much pre-jab. And I was sleeping like 16 hours a day.
Wow.
Like, it absolutely God. Floored me. And then the big kicker was losing my sense of taste and smell.
Yeah, that's rough stiff, isn't it?
Really rough.
Did you still eat things?
Yeah, but I was just having Huel.
Yeah.
But again, like barely. I think I was just eating like, I had like cans of soup in the fridge and stuff. My mum bought me, like, this was really sweet of her, but she bought me around one portion of her lasagna.
Tired bitch.
Which I really love. But I was first of all like, well, I can't leave the house, so I kind of need more.
Yeah, one stuff.
That'll do me till four.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then?
And I was also like, I don't want to eat this while I can't taste it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, because it's lovely. So that went straight in the freezer. I was like, well, thank you.
That went straight in the bin.
Thanks,
mum. For fuck's sake.
But yeah, I was then just eating like couscous.
Mm. Yeah.
Because.
Like a pigeon.
Yeah, what's the...
pecking at grains. I never had COVID.
Did you not?
No, nor did Michelle.
No. I got it like a year and a half ago with zero symptoms.
Oh.
So I don't know what it feels like. But I can't eat onions anymore, and I don't know whether that's something to do with it.
Oh, right.
Tastes like...
I can't eat onions anymore.
Well, I can.
You just said you wanted a little bag of onions with your onions.
Yeah, if they're freshly cut, that's fine.
But you can't have a cooked onion.
If they're say they've been cut and I have them in coleslaw 2 days later, it tastes like ammonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, piss. Like cat piss. It's disgusting. Oh. Like, it literally makes me spit it out. I couldn't just swallow it and go, oh, I'm not having that again. I have to get it out.
Oh, right. So you're not having coleslaw anymore?
I have to do a little taste test. Yeah, I have to, unless I've made it, or it's not.
I've made it.
My coleslaw. So I do make my own coleslaw, but without the onion. You see, nah. That's what I have to do. It's the cross I bear
to live in this world.
Thank you.
Ring your nozzle, please.
There.
Oh, gladly. I'll certainly do that for you. Problem.
Am I the arsehole if I don't want to sleep someplace else so my girlfriend can have a girl's night?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I, 28 male, live with my 26 female girlfriend in a house together, and she wants me to go and spend the night at my mim's so she can have a girl slumber party at our house.
No, you're not an arsehole.
I can stay in our bedroom happily. I have movies and video games to stay busy and have no problem staying in the room the whole time. So am I the arsehole who doesn't want to leave for the night? It's a short one.
Well, does she want them to stay over? Because if they're coming from far away, they might need to stay over and they might need the room.
I don't think he's an arsehole, no.
But if that's the...
No, but if Siobhan said to me...
Get out.
I want the girls round, and do you want to make yourself scarce? I'd go, yeah, fine.
No, you wouldn't. But you'd hate it. You'd want to join in.
No, I'd go somewhere else.
Like Louise or Smart.
Yeah, like for the entire or night. Yeah.
You'd stay, stop over.
You wouldn't want to hang out with Siobhan and Sfred.
Well, she's having her.
No, not if she didn't want me to.
Well, they're all in their PJs and that. Like eating PJs like and Duncan.
Ice cream and that.
Depends what friends we're talking
and
then about.
They're watching films and having a gas.
And having like.
Lambrini and Lambrusco and that.
Practicing snogging on each other and that.
Yeah. If I had to go to my mum's, I'd be so pissed off.
Light as a feather and stiff as a board. Yeah. They're playing
doing that.
Well,
I'd reading want to be there.
Judy Blume novels to each other and that.
Forever. Ralph and that.
Wouldn't let go of Ralph. I don't think he's the arsehole, no. He's going to stay out of the way.
Yeah.
I think it's like, if he's just going to stay out of the way of his own
house. Have to agree to disagree, then.
No, he's absolutely fine. I mean, no, he's absolutely fine, Hannah. I think the main crux of it is I wouldn't want to go to my mum's.
Oh, I wouldn't want to go to my mum's either.
Like, you could come and hang out with Lauren or me as well.
Or, like, if you're absolute desperate, me.
And we could, like, have drinks and just chill out.
Yeah, if I was going to Lauren's and I didn't have to go to work the next day, then yes.
There's lots of caveats for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go and spend the night at someone else's house and then go to work.
It's crap spending the night somewhere else, isn't it? I don't particularly enjoy it.
Well. Sleeping at someone else's house is difficult because you don't know when to get up and that.
Yeah, I feel really awkward in the morning. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And then you sort of lie in bed awake from like, I don't know, 6, waiting to hear a noise that someone's up. And then the moment you hear the noise, you get up, go downstairs, and they're like, yeah, we've been up for hours.
Lucy's up.
Yeah.
All the wind sections.
Someone played brass off up there.
Yeah. Brass is up. Here she is, bold as brass.
Right. I don't think he's the arsehole, no.
No, I don't think so either. I wouldn't like to be turfed out of my own, you know... Benjamin constantly had all his friends over.
Well, you know what it was like. If Michelle paid for me to like stay in a hotel and that, then I'd be open to it.
Then, lovely.
Every night.
Siobhan's made herself scarce for me many a time.
What have you been doing?
It's just like having people around.
Have you had that man over about the family trees?
Yeah.
You've been doing your family tree with that man from the else.
Yeah. Well, he did tell me that it was related to John and Joan Cusack, so.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he was like, I found out that I got loads of entertainers in my family, and that's amazing because I'm a performer, so.
Oh, God.
I'm in a band.
Did you get his number?
No, I didn't.
God, just performer in Leicester. I just want to know if I know him.
Yeah. He's got them big things in his ears.
Benjamin?
No. Bigger than that. Really big. Like
big
earrings
in
but
his ears.
Skin round him.
Yeah.
How old was he?
40.
Did he have a hat on?
Yes.
I'm just wondering who's Brett.
Are we playing Who's Who? No, guess who?
Oh my God, it so could have been Brett. Because he does not let anyone get a word in edgeways.
Can I show you a photo of a man?
Did he have dreads?
I can't remember.
I'm going to show you a photo of him.
Was he very tattooed?
I can't remember. He's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
quite a long face.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a photo of him.
Hang on. I know his name.
It's fucking Brett. This has got to be Brett.
Does he listen?
Nope.
No.
Talks.
Tattoo artist.
Endlessly. Don't know. He just said he was a performer and that he was in a band.
Yeah, he's been in bands and that. But he does. He took even Benjamin when we once Brett came and sat with us.
He out-talked Benjamin.
Yeah, and Benjamin went, "Oh my God, does he ever shut up?" Like I couldn't get a word in edgeways, and I was like, "Oh,
the fucking gall of that man saying."
But it was delightful to watch it happen to him.
Oh, please let it be him. Sorry, Brett, if you're listening.
Well, you got another arsehole tucked in there.
But can I just ask what the public thought?
Not the arsehole.
Smeg. Smeg is a beg and a rig.
Rig.
Am I the arsehole for taking a picture of my sister and her wife while they were sleeping?
Lezzers!
Yep. Whilst they were shagging or sleeping.
Sleeping.
Why would you do that?
Quite weird.
Well,
if you're selling it on the internet, yes.
It's going straight up on Pornhub just as an image.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens. Do they do on that? There.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
Pornhub
of images.
Lovely.
Moving pictures. Mm. I, 19 female, was staying with my sister, Anna, 29 female, and her wife, Daniela, 33 female.
Mm.
To be honest, I was mostly there to play with my nephew, Ben, 3 years old.
Oh, they've got a kid as well. Fucking
hell. Oh, God.
This is why this country is going to the fucking dogs.
It is.
It is.
Daniela is an interesting character. So this is the wharf.
The wharf, yeah.
Don't like her then, does she?
That she appears to... interesting character in that she appears to be devoid of all emotions from the outside.
Mm.
Nice.
That's yeah. Robotic Daniela. I never really got her, but I love Anna, so I respect her. The other day, after Ben and I played like crazy, we came downstairs to get water. Daniela and Anna had fallen asleep in front of the TV and were hegging each other.
Aw, cute.
Honestly, it looked adorable. More so because Daniela isn't a person who usually acts like that. So I told Ben to stand beside them and I took a picture.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I forgot all about it. I was going through my gallery the other day and saw it and sent
my
it
to...
My gallery.
Oh. Go through my gallery. Sparrow.
Gary. I was going right through him, I was.
And he could go through things. That's the beauty of Gary Sparrow.
The walls and tarm and
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So I was going through my Gary Sparrow the other day and saw it and sent it to Anna. She got extremely mad, saying I shouldn't have taken their picture like that and asked me to delete it.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is the big deal? She said I should have known better than to do that. Was it really an arsehole move?
No.
Absolutely not.
I think that's quite sweet.
Yeah, like cute. She thought it, cause it was not. She took it because it was not. She didn't put it meter in that.
They weren't like naked from the waist down or anything, touching each other.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, yeah. She's fallen
asleep after.
Yeah.
Chill out, letters.
Chill out. For God's sake.
Yeah, I don't... Well, I mean, I don't think she's the arsehole, but if someone did say, can you delete that picture, I think you probably should.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, but of course, I've done that.
I've always... So, I have 3 watercolours in my bedroom that my granddad painted. They're laugh drawings. Life paintings, so they're of naked ladies. I absolutely love them. I always... So, my granddad was a really prolific painter, and I always knew
that.
He was
good, wasn't he?
I've seen him.
But I thought that he only painted landscapes and seascapes. And then we found that
he was really dirty.
He'd done loads of dirty stuff and that.
Loads of dirty stuff.
But I don't think he would never have shown us that because I didn't think he would have wanted us to get the wrong idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Me and my sister both have paintings that he did.
Yeah.
Because we think they're amazing.
They're beautiful, Laurie.
They're absolutely gorgeous. But... But the other thing that I think sounds weird sometimes if I tell people is that because my granddad was such a prolific painter, whenever we used to stay over, he would sometimes come into our room late at night and take a picture of me and my sister in bed and then paint that.
Mm.
And that almost, I don't want that to sound seedy or weird.
It's not.
No.
Because I think it could. You're like, oh, your granddad's snuck into your room. But there's like a really... beautiful
reason
painting.
Behind it as well.
Yeah, like, but there's a really beautiful painting of me and my sister like snuggled up together in a single bed.
Yeah, that's really cute.
That's lovely.
He took a picture of and
drew
then
massive tits on both feet.
Did his naked legs wrapped around one another. Now that's
no,
creepy.
It's really cute. Yeah. So I think
no, that's nice. Your granddad was not a pedo. Just for anyone.
Thank you, for reference.
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, there, I'd take a picture of someone if they were sleeping and it looked cute like that. If it was just kind of...
Same.
You know, if they're like, well, I cuddled up with their dog or something.
Yeah.
Or like,
I'll record Michelle snoring sometimes.
So. Did you paint it afterwards?
In my mind.
Siobhan, we saw on the local news at the weekend that there's a steel pan group in Leicester who are trying to enlist new members. And Siobhan's always wanted to do it, right? So it came on the news and both of our heads spun towards one another. And she immediately went online and filled out the form.
So cute.
And but then they were doing this like panathon, which was a 24-hour pan playing thing from then right through to the next morning. Well, she watched it almost all night.
Aww.
And we went to Lou and Bushy's house and we just had it on the telly all night long. Sure. And then the next morning, I woke up and she was just staring at her phone going, they've got 9 minutes left.
Oh.
And I recorded her.
She's so cute.
I know. Really cute.
So is she going to do it?
Yeah, hopefully. Aww. She's tried to, she sent them a message of interest.
Oh, good on you.
And she's hoping to get in.
Do you remember as well when you used to be able to watch the 24-hour feed of the Big Brother house?
Yeah.
That was on like E4 throughout the entire night when they were just sleeping.
And they used to put like Birdsong on when they were talking and that.
Saying something rude or whatever.
When saying stuff right. I just think, why put the birds on? Nah. I want to hear what they're saying. King was just about to put that bottle up her. I don't know what's going on. No, Ginga, no.
Anthony's fierce. Ginga's putting a bottle of wine.
Ginga, no.
No.
That will forever go down in.
Go up.
There's a woman I work with called Kinga, and I literally can't.
Oh, no, bless her.
Yeah. I can't see her name without thinking.
Is it an Egyptian name?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think you'll find it is.
Oh.
From memory.
Hmm. But I just, every time I see her email me, I just think, oh, you've got a bottle of wine up me,
haven't you? Oh, Sauvignon Blanc's on again.
Onto the Book of Questions by Gregory
Seamlessly.
Peck.
Onto the Book of Mormon.
Wow. Can I just say for the next one?
Great.
This is really... This is
something.
This is Gregory that is most insane.
Excellent.
It always is.
Oh, no. He never lets us down. If by having a 2-inch by 2-inch tattoo, you could save 5 lives and prevent a terrorist attack, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
If you're allowed to select the... location design, where would you have it and what would the sign be?
Well, I'll probably have a swastika in the middle of my head.
Same. Imagine like you went and noticed that by having a free tattoo. No,
thank you, Gregory.
You can save a few thousand lives by 2 by 2 inch.
Yeah, so really
tattoo.
Small.
Yes.
I'd get that swastika.
I'd have hundreds of them.
Yeah.
To get world peace.
Well, even if you were a person who didn't like tattoos and you didn't want one, you could get it in white ink or something.
On your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever, whatever you want.
What if it was a tattoo of your dad on your face?
Like your dad's face over your face.
Yeah, so you just look like my dad.
Yeah, nice.
I think that is how it works.
Yeah.
This is, again, it shows the age of the book.
Yeah, 100%.
Of when somebody tattooed is just someone who's a murderer and who's been in prison. Isn't it?
Do you have tattoos?
One big octopus.
Oh, of course you have your octopus.
But I have a Pinterest board with many that I want.
You should put that on.
Never got. I just never get around to doing it.
Here we go. He's I think he'd been drinking at this point in the book or taking drinks. Someone you love deeply is brutally murdered.
Oh.
And you know the identity of the murderer who unfortunately is acquitted of the crime. Would you seek revenge?
I'm going to say who unfortunately is a queer.
Wouldn't put it past Gregory saying that.
No.
It's homosexual.
No, I'd just go to the police and make them reopen the case.
Yeah, but
what if they didn't? I'm currently reading a book about the Hillsborough disaster. And blimey.
Bit of lighthearted reading.
Just a bit of lighthearted bedtime reading.
Bloody hell.
But how many times did they go and try and get the case reopened?
Yeah.
It's not easy to do that, you know. That's just my point of reference at the moment. Is the Hillsborough disaster.
Well, I work with a woman. She has got a full-time job, but she works a couple of nights at the bar. And her actual main job is she's still writing up the report. from that.
Really?
Yeah, she said it'd probably take another 10 years.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
I was like, can you work a bit faster? Mandy?
Flipping
heck. Why are you going so slow? Yeah.
What year was it?
1989,
yeah. Was it, yeah. Bloody hell, far.
Yeah.
I thought it was all done and dusted.
No.
Because he apologised at last, didn't he? The chief of police or something.
Oh, he got... Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Didn't he get put in prison?
Yeah, I think he did get...
Did he?
Jail time.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, thank fuck.
Because it could have been prevented, couldn't it?
100%.
Quite easily. And they made up some awful things about
it. It was mainly that they... He said to open gate C, which created more of a crush.
Mm.
And then he said that the Liverpool fans did it themselves. Like, rushed the gate and opened it themselves. Whereas he said to open it.
Yeah.
So that's when all of the reports were saying, like, Liverpool fans turned up too late and they did it on purpose and they're all drunk and disorderly, and none of that was true. It was all
but they also
terribly organised.
The media also reported that they were, like, pissing on the dead, stealing from them.
Yeah.
Like, they made
none of that
terrible.
None of that was true.
Of course not. Like, they're human beings.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
It genuinely is a... like.
That's why the sun's not sold in Liverpool.
Exactly. It's great. It is. I haven't cried at many books, but I've been crying at this one because it is just so fucking...
Oh, it's horrendous.
Harrowing and horrific. It's legitimately one of the... Like, hearing about how people died, it's good.
Like,
thank you to us. The music.
Crushed to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Asphyxiated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
what if it was your dad?
What if you could get a 2x2...
You could save... Laughs. But I'll do one more.
Yeah. Picture it. Should we lighten the mood?
Yeah. I'm reading a Mr. Man book, so I'll just reference that.
Are you reading Biff, Chip and Kipper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Greedy.
Hungry, hungry caterpillar.
Oh, good book that.
Yeah, oh, it's a lovely book.
Just
that.
Eating loads.
Yeah.
Wow.
Caterpillar after our own hearts, I think.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Should we read that next after we've done with Gregory?
Reads. Do you consider yourself well organised? How often do you have to look for your keys?
Because that's the measure of organisation.
Yes. Are you well organised? How often do you have to look for your keys?
I'm a mix, I'd say, because, for example, at work, I'm surprisingly organised and get things done.
I don't think
that's
surprising.
Well, no. I think it is for myself, but... I'll often be like, you know, furiously looking for something and I've filed it in exactly the right place, but I don't look there because I'm not going to have done that. But then also, like this morning, I got up, got my water bottle, put it by the door, went for a wee in the ensuite.
In the water bottle.
And then
bottle.
I was like, where's my water
bottle?
I couldn't find my water bottle for like 20 minutes. And I just put it there.
Oh, you
fucking
fool.
Stupid old bitch.
I'm not well organised. And I have to look for my keys constantly.
You need to put them around your neck. I've got a lanyard for my keys and it's on an orange like lanyard thing, and I was wearing this top which is maroon and an orange lanyard in Sainsbury's, and someone asked me where the pants were.
Where the pants
not
were.
The pants. No, I was looking at the pants. She was asking me where the cards were.
Imagine if you were looking at the pants and she was like, excuse me, where the pants are?
No.
And I was like, someone's just asked me where something is. She was like, well, you are dressed as staff.
Well, exactly. What about you, Laz?
Yeah, I think I'm quite
well organised.
Yeah, for my sins.
Oh, my life.
Oh, my life. I've been so organised.
My problem is I'm just so organised.
I'm too organised for anything.
If anything, I'm just like too... My life's too much in order.
Yeah.
And it's just annoying, really, like how good I am at it.
No, I'm quite chaotic as a person.
You do surprise me.
Really?
No. Do you often like lose your keys for a long time? Can't you get those things where you whistle for them?
No, not for a long time. Michelle's worse. She loses keys all the time. Car keys. We found them in the bin before.
Oh,
which is nice. But yeah, just I lose things all the time, and also I don't see things straight away. Either I'm just like, I can't find the microphone.
You're right.
I can't just All right, she sits right in front of you.
Yeah, no. My mum, growing up, my mum used to lose her keys every single morning. And I remember the noise that would rouse me from sleep was... because my mum couldn't find her keys. Me and my sister will often do that noise to each other. And they were always just in her bag. And she's like, why do they make the inside of a bag black? I was like, all right, Brexit. She's got a point, though.
Mm. Make them what?
Me and my sister have a noise for our mum, which is that why can't boomers like just keep things internally? So, you know, like this was always when we were gigging. We used to go and get like a free drink at the bar.
Ooh, and lemonade for you.
We'd get like a Diet Coke or whatever, and she'd taste it, and she'd taste it and go...
Why was she making that noise?
And then she'd go, oh, it's not fizzy, and give it back to the people. But she used to, like, the first time I did that, absolutely my sister, incredible. She pissed herself because she knew exactly what I was doing.
That's brilliant.
That like the one thing that grates on me is people that do the noise when they yawn. You don't need to do that.
Like, sometimes our dogs do it.
But some I do it at Ginger. Do this.
Oh, my mum. Beth, if you're listening, I know the thing that annoys you most about mum, and it's her yawning.
It's that.
Big fucking cavernous mouth hanging open. Bellow coming out of it as well.
Why are you proud of it? Why are you letting everyone know that you're yawning?
We can all do it.
We can all see your mouth. It's the size of the Mersey Tunnel.
And also, if I heard that, I think she was in distress.
Oh, you just wouldn't look at her.
God, I hate it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, I am a loud sneezer, but I can't help that.
It's showing.
Yeah, but I can't help it. But
I can't help it.
A loud yawn. No.
I love whenever someone loud sneezes around Lucy. Like Alex, when we were at Mighty Hoopla, I knew the minute he sneezed, I just looked at her and she was like, for fuck's sake. Because we're also in a corridor, a stairway. So it was just going to...
echoey.
Yeah, so he just went... Why are you sneezing like that, both of you?
I wasn't even there.
Yeah, but you probably did it.
Why aren't you catching it?
Yeah. No, I do cover.
No, it's but just... catch the noise.
No, it doesn't
have
work
I
like that for
said
me.
I said before that I worked with this girl at a hotel at the Field Head in Markfield.
Oh, yeah.
We were like polishing cutlery and putting it in the, you know, wrapping it at the end of a shift. And she made a noise and I looked at her like, what the fuck was that? And then I realised it was a sneeze because she went like this.
Was it tiny?
And
that's nice.
I was trying not to piss myself. And then I just, Sarah started working there and I was like, wait until you hear Katie sneeze. I said, you've got, oh my God, it's absolutely incredible.
Katie.
I don't mind that. I think it's cute. Katie.
What's your like trigger noise, Lars, from other people?
Ooh.
Mine's eating.
Yeah.
Loud.
Mine is when somebody's on a motorbike and they go really loudly past you.
Oh, same. It's so loud. Yeah.
It makes me want to scream and push them off it.
When they have like the exhaust that backfires.
Why is that so loud? Oh, stop it.
I know.
Yeah,
God,
yeah,
we know you've got
one.
A tiny penis. You don't have to make that noise.
I don't like heavy breathing. Yeah.
A nose whistle.
The previous guitarist in the band, I remember once being stood behind him we were waiting for the buffet at a wedding or something, and I was like, get that breathing out of my fucking ear.
I'm quite a loud breather.
Actually, my noise, I'm changing it. Mine's got to be the back of the nose clear.
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. You'll turn
gross.
Mum bird does that all the time.
Really?
Does she? Why?
She's disgusting.
She is disgusting.
Yeah, you don't like it, do you?
No. Oh,
and
dear.
And then that.
Quite noisy.
What a woman. Like a crow eating.
No, mine's loud eating. Oh.
Spitting in the street. When people do that, when they hock it up and then...
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you to Andy for the music.
Thank you to Lou from Wishproof for logo.
And thank you to all you lovely, luscious listeners listening.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Becky.
Woo! Woo!